Federal employees have been told to remove their pronouns from email signatures to align with President Trump's recent executive orders. Workers have until 5 p.m. Friday, January 31st, to comply. The notice did not say if there are consequences for inaction. It just thanked employees in advance for their immediate attention. Independent journalist Ken Klippenstein shared an email that was sent to CDC employees, which said both the CDC and DHHS are implementing two executive orders, ending radical and wasteful government DEI programs and preferencing, and defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth to the federal government. President Trump signed both of them on his first day in office. Trump stated during his inaugural address that it would be the official policy of the federal government that there are only two genders, male and female. One of his executive orders instructed government agencies to use the word sex instead of gender. According to the email obtained by Klippenstein, government signatures may only contain the following information: name, degree, as, title, organization, contact information, links to surveys and other approved information. The email laid out specific instructions on how to change a signature and remove unapproved information. According to ABC News, employees at the Departments of Transportation and Energy received similar instructions. It is unclear if the emails went out to all federal employees, but the president's orders apply government-wide.